Sri Lanka's climate of fear threatens peace. Patience builds on outreach in Jamaica. And the great-grandchildren of headhunters share the story of how God forever changed their tribe. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping the news, a new report from the National Christian Evangelical Alliance of Sri Lanka indicates a spike in persecution against Sri Lanka's Christian community. The region's peace has been threatened by a climate of fear, heightened by a new terrorism by the Tamil Tigers. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says they're concerned.
It's tenuous, but it does seem when there's violence in a country, it does start to affect the Christians as well. Terrorism, of course, affects everyone, and the rise of Tamil Tiger attacks against the government is something that concerns them greatly. It affects the way in which they can minister, whether they're able to do evangelistic work. Freedom of travel begins to be affected.
Penner explains that this trouble always has an impact on ministry.
Our partners, half their staff is Tamil, the other half is Sinhala, and they get caught in the middle when these types of things take place. They have to be careful then who they send to visit churches. If they send a Tamil to a Sinhalese church, there might be a little bit of tension.
Meanwhile, in the Middle Eastern countries of Saudi Arabia and Iran, there's a growing phenomenon of interest in the gospel of Jesus. Words of Hope's Lita Young says the interest is in response to efforts to promote hostility towards Christians.
There seems to be a growing curiosity that's increased by the attempt to spark antagonism, more of a curiosity to know, well, what is it about you that causes people to be so opposed in my country or among others who share my religion? And that leads to opportunities for dialogue, or it leads to interest in hearing radio programs.
Words of Hope broadcasts in Arabic and Farsi throughout the Middle East, and DeYoung is encouraged.
So we think that the interest in radio programs and other forms of outreach, although these are times of great pressure, there is great risk, but also there is a growing hunger, and we praise God for that and pray that we and those in those countries will be faithful in pursuing that.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Jamaica is divided into 14 parishes, each functioning similarly to a state. St. Thomas is one of the poorest at roughly 50% unemployment. The unskilled workforce there often cannot find appropriate housing. And Food for the Poor Sydney Henry, speaking from Jamaica, says that's the perfect place for them to build ministry.
We're working there with the churches, first of all, to try to begin the process of change with housing. So we're building houses across the parish. Hopefully this year we will build in excess of 500 houses, and that's with the help of our partners in the U.S.
Henry says because they're helping with a largely illiterate population, sharing their hope takes time.
One has to communicate the gospel with patience. One has to communicate this work of compassion clearly through almost assimilating yourself into the circumstances of the people to whom we seek to minister. With patience and spending time building relationships with these families, it gives us a chance to make the gospel come alive.
Meanwhile, as Russia and Ukraine may begin restricting religious freedom, Christian radio is planning to expand. With the help of HCJB World Radio and Prison Fellowship International, New Life Radio, Christian Radio for Russia, is entering a new phase of its ministry. They plan to reach Russian and Ukrainian prison inmates with a message of hope. Funding is needed to purchase satellite downlinks and related equipment. Go to missionnetworknews.org to help. And for more than 10 years, the India Children's Choir has been touring the United States, telling the remarkable story of God's transforming power in a tribe of headhunters in Northeast India. Each year, Bibles for the World brings a new group of children from the Hamar tribe to perform a musical that shares how Christ and His love radically changed their people. The 22 children in the 2006 choir recently began this year's tour and are currently experiencing their first snow. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Purpose-Driven Ministries Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter that helps church leaders guide congregations to better health in worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.